Triple M, this is the Rush Hour, and forgive me for being puffed, Billy.
Oh, but I've got to tell everyone that yeah. we're just about to have a chat.
A serious chat.
Chris Gary, a serious chat about the sad state of affairs in rugby league. Mm-hmm. Dan's decided to pick up MG's weights, which are, I don't know what weight they are.
I don't know. They're dumbbells.
They're dumbbells. I can hardly pick up one.
He does 300 curls every
He does
every
curls
morning.
Like they're toothpicks. Dan's decided to go into this flurry of about 15 or 20 curls, and he's wondering now why he's exhausted and can't think straight.
So forgive me, everyone, but let's get to the serious issue of the day.
I hope Chris forgives you.
Well, speaking of Chris, he nailed it last week. We had him on last week, and he said, suspicions are that six Titans will go. Well, that's exactly what's happened. So we thought we'd better get him back because now the focus is on the Broncos.
Yep.
Today's development was the fact that betting agencies suspended betting. Some did, some didn't, on the Broncos-Souths game.
Ah.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean something's up. It just means that there's a bit of suspicion around.
And it doesn't mean that they're not taking wages on who's going to be named or how many other players are involved. Are they running a book? TAB, how many other players do you think will go down?
But the beautiful thing for the media is that when betting is suspended, that gives everyone an excuse to allege that the Broncos are all on cocaine, when, of course, that's not the case. But it gives them the angle. Well, betting suspended, that must mean that players are about to go.
Let's speak to somebody
who actually knows.
Knows all about it and knows all of the latest. Young Chris, how are you, mate?
Hey, guys, really good. How are you?
Good. Now, you're from the Courier Mail, of course. I better give you the proper introduction.
Absolutely.
What is going on? I know there are suggestions that there will be arrests made in the next couple of days.
Yes, so there is many rumours doing the rounds. As this investigation goes on, the more rumours there are. I can say that a former Broncos player has had TV stations and paparazzi camped outside his house the past 3 days. Including one paparazzi person who got right up in this former player's face and tried to get him to bite. But there's so many names being bandied about, it's almost impossible to sort through the fact and fiction at this stage.
Is that a legendary player we're talking about, Chris?
Yes, we are. And, of course, because of the allegations, the serious nature of them, we can't name.
No, I'm not going to. But, you know, again, I'll bag my brethren here, Billy, because you know what the media is doing. If they go up to him and they say, are you going to get arrested? Are you guilty? And he says, no, they can say such and such has denied.
That's exactly right.
He's too smart, this bloke, and he's saying nothing.
He's too smart.
That means the media. It was Danny Weidler got someone doing that. It was Ryan Tandy, and it was smart journalism.
As soon as
Ryan Tandy said, I'm not involved in match fixing, bang, Ryan Tandy denies
allegations. Exactly. So, Chris, you're hearing all sorts of other names because you're right in the thick of it up there. Are you hearing the depth of allegations that people are making at the moment?
Yeah, to be honest, there's not a lot of depth to the allegations. Look, the names that are coming to me that I'm pretty certain about actually come from AFL. In terms of the Broncos names I'm hearing, I've heard them all week. I heard a player was going to get arrested when they got off the plane from Wigan. That didn't happen. I'm still sceptical about the Broncos' involvement, especially the former players that we're hearing about, because I feel as though they're too smart and I just can't see it happening. And we have to understand there's a big difference here. Now, there's names coming up in the investigation, but that doesn't mean they're going to be charged.
Yes.
There's a big difference between being implicated or involved in an investigation and the QCCC having evidence to charge you. That's a huge difference. There's all sorts of names that are in this investigation. Not all are guilty, though. So that's where the rumours are generating.
I was surprised yesterday that they went to the trouble, the QCCC, putting out a statement to say, we are going to make arrests of former and current players by the end of the week. Now, here's my question. If you have enough on these people to make a statement like that, a definitive statement, why don't you arrest them then? Why do you wait until Friday? Well, why do you have this build-up, Chris?
Because they need to get their warrants. They need to get their... The QCCC is a very serious organisation. They don't make arrests and charges and without legitimate evidence. And they're still going through tapes. I mean, there's thousands of conversations they are pouring through.
Right.
There's hundreds upon hundreds of names. So they are still gathering evidence and they are able to present that.
Just to be clear here, we're saying that there's hours and hours of taped phone conversations going back, from what we can gather, a long time. We're talking sort of, you know, way back into last year. I mean, we're talking months and months and months worth of tapped phone calls.
Months and months and months. And the majority of it centres around John Toomer, who was became quite famous in Sydney for certain things he did back then, and has moved up to the Gold Coast recently, and was described to me by one player as a smooth operator who was able to infiltrate the Titans circle of friends and become buddy-buddy with some of them, and perhaps influence them in ways he shouldn't have.
Look, it's sort of beggars belief that, you know, high-profile, well-paid athletes would be in the business of dealing drugs, doesn't it? I mean, there's the word supply has been mentioned with many of the names we've heard so far that
twenty-somethings are taking drugs.
No, that's right. But that's
if I'm a 20-something and you're a 20-something, Billy, and I hand you some of my gear, that I'm a supplier, but I'm a supplier. I'm a drug. You know what I mean. Yeah.
Well, Chris, you heard the lawyer for the players the other day. He just said, "Look, supply is somebody offering someone a toke on a joint, or it's selling millions of dollars worth of cocaine. But supply, it's a word that has a much sort of heavier degree of implication, doesn't it?"
It does, and the wording is awkward because the lawyers, Campbell McCullum and Chris Neist, who are the lawyers for the Titans players, they will be pleading, their clients will be pleading not guilty, and they are adamant that the supply is simply one guy allegedly saying, "Hey, mate, I've got something. Do you want it?"
Yeah, exactly. Because it's just, as I said, that these guys, you know, like high-profile people, well-paid, you'd have to say, Dan, very well-paid, all of them, you wouldn't have thought that they would need to want to risk everything by being a dealer of drugs. Casual use, it looks like, some are going to get caught for that.
Mm. Before we go, so the upshot here of this conversation, Chris, is you're a bit sceptical about Broncos players being arrested. That's not to say you don't think they will be, but you don't think it's a certainty. What about Gold Coast Suns? Because they're quite bullish at the moment. Their coach came out today, their management is saying, look, we don't think any one of our players is going to be done.
Yeah, look, my information and my circle of sources is diminishing by the day because there's so much circular rumour. People are feeding each other. But those I trust say the Suns are in the crosshairs as such, and they're expecting names to be revealed and charges to be served by the end of the week.
Okay.
Hey, something about their rugby league, they've just got the immaculate timing, haven't they? I mean, I know we're talking, you know, potential cross-code infringements here, but the rugby league season has been, hasn't it? Like many, many times, literally weeks before the season kicks off, there's an atrocity of some sort that, you know, undoes all of the good work.
All right. Well done, Chris. We might speak to you again in the next few days, but there is the latest. Chris Gary from the Courier Mail. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
See you, Chris.
This is the Rush Hour on Triple M.